This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Covers the Browns for the plain dealer, Cleveland.com. You heard her asking questions yesterday at the press conference. She's with us every Tuesday at 11. She's Mary Kay Cabot. Hello, Mary Kay.
Hi, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing
good. Awesome.
If
winning a press conference counts in the standings, put one in the win column for Freddie yesterday, huh?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I mean, he nailed it. He knocked it out of the park. I did a whole, basically a whole slideshow column on how he won this press conference and just how he, you know, said all the right things, wore the right things. I mean, he just really did a phenomenal job, and I think fans are probably really, really excited about him right now.
Mary Kay, how did he win the job?
He won the job by what he did in his last 8 weeks and with his interview. I mean, they really did like Kevin Stefanski until they sat down with Freddie Kitchens. So I really think that he nailed it that way too. But his job interview lasted 8 weeks, and in that time, he showed them that he could run an innovative, aggressive, creative offense, that he could bond with Baker Mayfield, who really likes him a lot, and that he could really make this offense come alive. And, you know, he's got great influences in Nick Saban, Bill Parcells, Bruce Arians. He's got a lot of experience, and I think they just were willing to take a look at what they had right under their nose.
Mary Kay, John Dorsey said yesterday Freddie's vision for the future was something that he really was impressed by. What do you think that is?
Well, I'm sure the vision for the future has every single thing to do with winning the Super Bowl. Now, we've heard that before. That's what Hugh Jackson was all about, too. But Freddie must have come in with a plan to actually get them there, and it's a lot more realistic to think you could do something like that when you have Baker Mayfield at quarterback. So I think it was all about that. And he has demonstrated and shown that he's going to run a high-flying, explosive offense, and I'm sure he talked about being willing to be open-minded and bring in different concepts. And when you bring in a Todd Monken as your offensive coordinator who has experience in the air raid, which Baker Mayfield is very familiar with, I think that they're looking at a very creative, forward-thinking offense that can keep pace with some of these playoff teams that you're seeing right now.
What do you think of the coaching staff they've been able to assemble?
So far, I think it's really good. Again, to be able to bring in a Todd Monken, knowing that he's not going to call the plays, that's very impressive. He had opportunities to go to other places. He would have easily gotten another coordinator job, and he even had a head coaching interview with the Jets. So that's a good get right there. And I think that, you know, some of it has to do with Freddie. Some of it has to do with what's on the roster here. But I also think a lot of it has to do with Baker Mayfield, because he's going to make the careers of a lot of quarterback coaches, offensive coordinators, head coaches. You know, he's good enough to do that and to bring up the level of everyone around him. So I think that had to be attractive for Todd Monken, even though Freddie's going to continue to call the plays.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us, plaindealercleveland.com. Mary Kay, I thought it was an interesting dynamic yesterday. You saw John Dorsey, clearly football guy, sitting up there with Freddie Kitchens, who seems completely football guy, doesn't seem to have an agenda other than winning football games, seems like a real straight shooter, just like John, without a whole lot of BS. In fact, absolutely none. And I thought, okay, this is the crew that's been entrusted by Jimmy Haslam to run this thing. And I kind of like the way it looked, because it's straight football. There's no corporate nonsense involved in any of this, is there?
No, not at all. And I think that's why Jimmy Haslam did not sit up there. He let this be John Dorsey's show. It's John Dorsey's pick. He let him run the search the way that he said he would, and they ended up with Freddie Kitchens, who, like you said, you know, no BS. He's just going to totally be himself. He doesn't care what people think about him, and he's all about. He sort of has a us against the world mentality. You know, if you don't wear orange and brown, we don't care about you right now because all we're trying to do is win the Super Bowl. And you saw some of that during the season when Baker Mayfield and Hugh Jackson had their little issues, and Freddie really went to bat for Baker and said, you know, if you're outside of these walls, you're not one of us, and we don't care about you. So they're kind of pulling together, and everybody is trying to be focused on that one goal of getting to the Super Bowl.
Mary Kay, what was your take on when Freddie said, "I want to thank all these people," and he said, "I want to thank John's group, and I want to thank Paul's group"?
Well, you know, I mean, there really are two sort of groups, and one runs the entire football side, one runs the whole business analytics side. So, maybe it was a little bit of a Freudian slip there, but
sure.
They do have sort of two parallel things going on where there's a real strong, strong focus on football, and there's collaboration across both of those planes. But for sure, there is a little bit of a, you know, Paul D. Podesta group that handles a certain bunch of things, and then there is more of the John football side.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us. Mary Kay, Steve Wilks coming in from Arizona, where he was head coach, was in Carolina for a year as defensive coordinator and played that into that Arizona job. And I think any coach who gets 1 year gets a raw deal. So I think he got a raw deal there. What are his attributes, and what do you expect out of the defense style-wise?
Well, he runs a 4-3 defense. His background is primarily in the secondary. So I think that it will be good for guys like Denzel Ward, the development of a lot of these guys in the secondary, Demarius Randall and all those guys are going to benefit greatly from having someone who has that sort of expertise. I think that it's vitally important also that he has that head coaching experience, because Freddie is going to need to rely on some people on his staff to help him figure out how to handle certain situations. And he can use Steve Wilks as a sounding board, because even though he was only a coach for 1 year, he found out a lot and figured out a lot of things in that 1 year that he will be able to help Freddie with. So I think that's important. And then I think also when you look at a coach like a James Campen, he has extensive playoff experience. He was the longest tenured coach. Now he's going to be the running game coordinator and the O-line coach, but he has so much wisdom and experience. He's very close to John Dorsey. They played together for the Green Bay Packers many years ago. And I just think he brings just that sort of sage voice and somebody that Freddie can rely on for so many things.
How do you like the way that the Haslam stayed out of the spotlight yesterday? I thought it was interesting. I think that they've learned a lot over the years. And I think part of that has to do with D and how smart D is with media relations and public relations and all of those things. What's your take on that?
Well, I think that was good. I think they're trying to say, look, we've gotten it wrong a number of times, and this time we're turning it over to John, and we're going to let him sit up there and be the face and the voice of this hire. This was his baby. He's going to speak to it. Freddie's going to speak, and we're going to sit here and show that we're supportive of what they've done, but we're going to stay in the background on this. And I think it was the right note to strike on that, and let's see what John can do here.
Special teams. It didn't work under Amos Jones. What do you think of the new special teams coach? His background, very successful in Minnesota.
Well, special teams needs to be upgraded. It needs to be a focus. I mean, even through the playoffs, you can see just how vitally important it is. I mean, didn't it seem like this season there were just it was a theme in the NFL of missed field goals and even missed extra points? I mean, it was just just an unfortunate thing all along the way to have so many issues with the kicking games. The Browns really need an upgrade in that regard. They need to focus on it. They need to put time and effort into it, and it can no longer be a liability for this football team.
Mike Prefer is the new special teams guy, born in Cleveland, Mary Kay. I don't know anything more about him. I don't know if he was raised here or not, but I know he was born in Cleveland, so that never hurts.
No, I mean, he will have an appreciation for the Cleveland Browns. And again, they really need to have a good return game. They need to have a good kicking game. And they need to invest and devote time into it, and that, you know, they're probably going to need a new kicker. So, yeah, that's definitely something that they cannot overlook anymore.
Mary Kay, I'm curious to see what kind of an offense this team has next year. And I say that based only on this. Freddie ran one thing here, and as he said, it was basically the same playbook. They might have done a little tinkering here and there, but basically the same playbook. I wonder if they work off of that, or if they incorporate more of the quote-unquote air raid type of stuff that Bunkin ran when he was in college at Oklahoma State and then at Southern Miss and really kind of put in with Tampa Bay. And they did not have a great running game in Tampa Bay. Now, maybe that was personnel. You know, they had Peyton Barber and Ronald Jones, who was a rookie, didn't do anything. Maybe if he has Nick Chubb here, it's a little different. You get any feel yet for the offense?
Well, I absolutely think that the air raid expertise that Todd Monken brings to the table, which is, again, of course, what Baker Mayfield excelled in under Lincoln Riley at Oklahoma, right. I think that's going to help tremendously. I think you're going to see a lot of that incorporated into this offense. Freddie's going to be open to ideas from everyone. He's all about the we. He's all about collaboration. And I 100% think that he will be relying on his offensive staff, including James Campen, who, again, is the run game coordinator, for new concepts, different ideas. And he is not going to take the credit, and it's not going to be his offense. He said he doesn't want to, talk about his stamp on the offense. So I think these guys will put their heads together, and you'll see a high-flying, explosive offense. But they're not going to forget about the run, especially not when you have a Nick Chubb and not when you have someone like Freddie Kitchens, who has coached running backs and has a background in that area as well.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us, as she does every Tuesday at 11. Mary Kay, thank you for your time and great work leading up to the coaching hire.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
Thank you, guys.
Mary Kay joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.